The Brady Report.
It is a Thursday morning. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. A very cold Thursday morning here in London town, I can tell you that much.
Now, a couple have been charged with the attempted murder of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, this will be a huge case when it eventually comes to trial. This was the first appearance at Westminster Magistrates Court, where a lot of terror cases are dealt with in central London. Two men, a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old, one from North London, one from Birmingham. They spoke only to confirm their names, ages and addresses, basically charged with preparing acts of terror. They were remanded in custody and they will appear again at the Old Bailey on December 20th. Newspaper reports suggest that these two wanted to assassinate the Prime Minister. We'll learn a lot more about the case once it goes through the whole court process.
Speaking of the Parliament, there was a brawl in the bar there.
Yeah, this is fascinating. So there is a bar. There are numerous bars inside the House of Commons, the House of Parliament. A 57-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm and affray. And a 64-year-old man was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Apparently it happened at about 6:30 in the evening on Tuesday. Some sort of an altercation. We don't know what was behind it. The bar in question is called the Sports and Social. You need a member's card to get in. And basically, something has been said or something has happened and it's got completely out of hand. Police investigation underway. The bar is temporarily closed while the officers try and figure out what was behind this.
And finally, a paper without a headline.
Yeah, you couldn't make this up. This will become a collector's item, I'm sure, but the Cambridge News has gone to press today. And across its front page, there's a picture and there's lots of competitions and Christmas stuff and festive stuff. Cambridge News, and then it says, 100-point splash heading here. A note, basically, to the sub-editors where the headline should have gone. Someone missed it out. Someone wasn't doing his or her job. And the end result is that has gone to press and is on the newsstands, and they're getting hammered on social media for complete idiocy. 100-point splash heading here. That is the front page news in Cambridge today.
Brilliant. Good on you, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
See you, fellas.